Yachatz. So the makor for the din of yachatz, of breaking the matzah, is Gemara and Pesachim Kuftes Vavim Beis, and the Gemara says lechem oini k'siv. The pasuk describes matzah as lechem oini, which normally would translate as the bread of affliction, the bread of a poor man. And says the Gemara, just like a poor person, darke b'prusa, who normally has broken bread, afkan b'prusa. So too on Lel Seder, the mitzvah must be performed over a broken piece of bread, i.e. broken matzah, and that's why we break the matzah into two. So that's Makor. Now, regarding when exactly we break the matzah, that's Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz on Matzah, Perek Ches Halacha Vav, he says it should be broken after Rachta. You wash our hands for Hametzi. And then he says, Cholik Echemen, you're supposed to split one of them to two, and then you make Hametzi. So according to him, you're doing it between Rachta and Hametzi Matzah. But the Torah writes that after a Karpas, you take the middle Matzah and you break it into two, and you put one of the halves away for Afikomen, and that's also the psak in Shulchan Aruch and Simitov Ayin Gimel, Sif Beis, that we do Yachatz immediately after Karpas. Why do we do it then so far before actually eating it? So there's a few Mahalchim. The Rabbeinu Manoach says, because we're going to be saying Halach Ma'anya, this is the poor man's bread, and therefore it needs to be a bread which is typically had by a poor man, i.e. split into two. That is what the Rabbeinu Manoach brings down regarding our minig. But he does say that it's not such a shtaka taina, because lemaisa could be considered to be a poor man's bread even if it isn't split into two, because we know that the fact that it's not had time to rise was in some sort of way the style of the bread that a poor man would have. But that's Rabbeinu Manoach. We're going to say Halach Manya, and therefore want it to be broken. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's a similar sort of idea, but a bit further. The Pasuk says it's called Lechem Oini, which we say it's Lechem She'einu Alav Dvarim Harbe. It's bread which we say a lot of things on. And therefore, he says the same matzah that you're going to be yotz the mitzvah with, i.e. the broken matzah, then it should be that we're saying lots of things over. And therefore, that's why we break it into two before Magid, so that when we do eat later on, and we are yotz the mitzvah with this broken bread, it was broken even when we were oinim alav dvarim harbe. The Ritva and the Ran say like this. They say there's a Rav Haigon who says that if the matzah is whole when you are about to make a mitzvah, then you can't break it, because there's a halacha in Hilchos Brachos, you're supposed to make a bracha on something whole. You shouldn't be cutting it into, you shouldn't be breaking it into two. He says it's only if it's ready split into two, that's when you can make a brach on it. And therefore, the Ritva and the Ran say that's why we break it so much earlier on, so that when time it gets to Motzi Matzah, we're talking about a piece of matzah which is already broken. We're not breaking it now, it's already broken a while ago. Okay, so that's a few different reasons as to why our minig is to break it by Yachat straight after Karpas. Which matzah is broken, so we know the tall paskin is that you take the middle matzah. However, the Bach brings from the Smag that no, you should be breaking the top matzah. Why? Because there's a mitzvah now to break the matzah, and a mavrin on a mitzvah. You're not supposed to skip. You should perform the mitzvah on the first matzah which you see. However, the Rav Yos says no. He says Adarabba. He says, if you think about it, the most important mitzvah over here really is the bracha of Amotzi, which is really going on the Shlema. It's going on the whole matzah. And therefore, faket, you've got a question now on the top matzah, what should I do with it? Faket, perform the mitzvah with it, and therefore don't break it. Because although there is a mitzvah to break one of the matzahs, he says that's not such a mitzvah. And therefore, in the way up of the mitzvah of breaking, or the mitzvah of having whole, the mitzvah of having whole will take precedence. And therefore, you face the first matzah, and you say, oh, this will be the one which is going to be remain the shlema. And therefore, you then go to the second matzah, and that's where you break the second matzah. Zay zokt the Rav Yo. Which half should be used for the afikomen? The Maharil says the larger half, when you break into two, the larger half should be used for the afikomen. Now, just a few ideas about yachatz, al pi remez. So the das kinim bari tosfos in Shmoyis Perik Yubeis Pasuk Ches says that breaking of the matzah is a zecher to Kriyas Yamsuf and the Yardin. He says both Kriyas Yamsuf and Yardin, which took place on Pesach, because it says also in Yeshua that it took place on the 10th of the month, and his understanding it means in Nissan. Okay, so that's one idea. Another idea brought in Sefer Imri Noyem is that Avodas Hashem should generally speaking be done privately. And therefore, the half which we put away for the afikomen, which is tzofon, which is hidden, it's in a bag, that's the larger half, because generally speaking, that's how Avodas Hashem should be. However, there is still some Avodas Hashem which should be done publicly in order to inspire others, and therefore that's why we still have the other half. And lastly, the Shaar Yisachar says that we break the middle matzah into two, because the middle matzah is connected to Yitzchok. Why do you break into two? It's in order to invoke the following zechusim, because the Gemara in Shabbos Peites on base says that Asid Lava Yitzchok Avinu will say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following: if you're able to tolerate the avoinus of Klal Yisrael, great. But if not, Chatzi Alecha v'Chatzi Alai, meaning I want to have the ability to mechapa for half of the averus of Klal Yisrael. And we know that Lel Seder is remez to the Gula Seder, to the ultimate Gula. And therefore we split the matzah, which represents Yitzchak, into two, to represent this idea that Yitzchak Avinu said that he would be happy to be a kapara for half of our averus. He also says, following along this idea of the middle matzah being Yitzchok, and that's why we split into two, he says, Lechem Oini is Gematria Yitzchok. And therefore, we split that matzah into two. And he also says that twice Chatzi is Gematria Yireh, and also it's also Gematria Gevura, which is the midah of Yitzchak Avinu. So we're splitting into two. So we've now got, I think this is the idea, we've now got two halves. Chatzi's half, and you got Chatzi times two, that's Gematria of Yira and Gevura, which are the midahs of Yitzchak Avinu, and that's why we specifically break that matzah into two.